Yeah, they didn't think Florida being southern and everything. Yeah, and like where I live, I was telling you, it's a lot like Georgia, sort of, in like in Fort Meade, because it's real small and it's most people there, I imagine, you kind of have a strong southern accent.
Yeah.
Pretty country-like or something.
It reminds me of places in Alabama, around where I grew up and so forth. And it's interesting. But of course, the real interesting thing down there is the, especially when you get further south toward Okeechobee, to me, is the what I call the scrub culture, where they got these scrub cattle and things.
Yeah.
You know, in Alabama, they raise these big, fat Angus cattle, and they have the scrub cows and all that.
Well, a lot of Florida is palmetto land and stuff, but they have a lot of improved pasture land, they call it. That's what we had, improved pasture land.
Did y'all drain it?
No, it was developed before we got it. Because I don't think they necessarily drain as much as they just have to plow it and clean it from these big palmetto roots and stuff, and they seed it and plant it. And so it's nice land when they do that. It's really good. And of course, the phosphate industry, they pay up sometimes $3,000, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 an acre to buy your land. You know, so,
yeah.
A lot of people have gotten rich. A lot of people compared to everybody, but I know some families around, like where I live, that bought land at $1.50, $2 an acre, and really cleaned up.
I know somebody who, in fact, a man who lives in Atlanta, who told me that, who lived in that part of Florida, and said that he could have loaned one time for a couple of dollars an acre.
Yeah, and my daddy said my grandpa could have bought like that too, and he didn't.
So. His father was regretting.
Yeah.
Okay, what about cost of chickens? Do you have any cost to get, you know, if you want to feed your chickens?
I guess, here chickens or something, right? They don't call chickens either. I'm trying to think of what you would call that's the only thing I was trying to think of. That's something I could, chick.
What about if you wanted to get horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say you have to water the horses.
Horse?
Yeah. Okay, what about the things you hold in your hands when you're driving a horse?
Reins.
Okay, is that the same thing as when you're riding?
No, I was trying to think. Yes, it would be. Reins, anything.
Do you ever use lines?
No, I never drift carriage. So I would say reins probably for riding, and then is that right? Reins for riding? No, I wouldn't know. I just call them reins also for carriage.
What about the things if you're riding a horse, you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Now this is another one you may not be familiar. A lot of you may not be familiar. If you had you plowing two horses, the one that walked in furrow, you called him the
lead. Is that right? That's a good guess.
Yeah, I never plowed. I have plowed with one horse before, but I never plowed. I wouldn't have a term for that myself. If something's not right here at hand, you'd say it's just a little,
just a little over there.
Or talking about a distance, just a little water.
No way.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and you hadn't finished your journey, you might say you still had a what to go.
A ways to go.
Okay. And something very common, you can find that. You don't have to look for it in any special place. You can say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if you slip and fall, this way you fall.
Backwards.
Or
forwards.
Okay. And somebody asks you, did you catch fish? And you say no.
Yes. Not today.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, these will be, the next group will be grammatical kinds of things. All you really have to do is make complete sense of that. Right. I'll leave a blank. Kind of fill it in. Get a schoolboy myself, a scolding teacher. Why is she blaming me? I
couldn't do it.
Okay. And say someone apologizes for breaking your pencil or something. So that's okay. I didn't like it
anyway.
Okay. And a crying child might say,